You Have More Influence Than You Think by Vanessa Bonds. We tend to believe that others are watching us less, listening to us less, and are generally paying less attention to us than they actually are. This is coined by a term called invisibility cloak illusion. When someone catches you looking at them and you look away, it's called gaze deflection. So it means that when we're looking at someone, we try to hide that fact. And that means that people are going to hide that fact when they're observing us. And the spotlight effect is when we think that everyone notices an embarrassing moment, which we tend to hugely overestimate. But how can the two effects, the invisibility cloak illusion and the spotlight effect, coexist? Scientific studies say we tend to overestimate the extent to which people's attention is on us when we're self-conscious about something. And in almost every other situation, when we're just going about our daily life, we tend to underestimate it. No one else is as focused on the things we're insecure about as we are. But when there's no reason for us to be particularly focused on what we're doing or wearing, we always think other people are less focused on us than they actually are. There's also a factor called mentalization, where a pleasant experience can be deemed even more pleasant, and an unpleasant experience be deemed even more unpleasant when you're in the presence of another person. Just because part of you is like imagining or in some way paying more close attention to the thing, knowing that there's someone else doing the same thing at the same time. It's something we do instinctively because we're naturally curious about what other people think. But keep in mind that this is also true of us. People are wondering what we think. And they do this to a greater extent than we realize. We tend to think that the person in the front of the room doing most of the talking or performing is the one with all the power and influence. But performers notice what audience members do big time. The person in the front of the room has the same concerns everyone else has, like what people think of them. They want to be liked and to feel effective. And they do that often by paying attention to their audiences, checking in with them, and telling their audience what they want to hear. Same thing is true with comedians and politicians. We all do what's called audience tuning, where we design our response or message to whoever we're talking to instinctively without even thinking about it. Like if we hear someone with a different accent asking directions, we may go into more detail than a local. We all want to be liked, and establishing common interest is one way to accomplish that goal. And there is the saying is believing effect. Like if you say something to someone else, then you become much more inclined to believe it yourself. So being in an audience of someone is an underappreciated influence strategy. By inviting people to speak to you, you acquire the power that comes with being their audience, of making them win you over and potentially convincing themselves along the way. There's even something called a behavioral contagion, where there are outbreaks of things like eating habits, styles, or even suicides that various populations attribute to these outbreaks, to the human tendency to mimic what we see. Sometimes the direct effect of our actions is minimal, but the indirect effect, i.e. influencing other people to do things similar, for better or for worse, can be much greater. So in the end, we tend to underestimate the extent to which people notice, pay attention to, or even are genuinely curious about our thoughts and behaviors. And we underestimate the biggest part of our influence, which is the indirect impact of our actions. So you can have a big influence on other people, even if you never say a word. Just being present in a room can make a huge difference, because your presence, both as a speaker and an audience member, can affect others. Others see you, they tune their messages to you, they think about how you're reacting, and that ultimately may change how they think and feel about the issues. And then when you have thoughts and ideas and you voice them, you make a big impact as well, of course. So if you're debating whether to attend something, do it. Show up and you may influence the discussions people have and the decisions they make for the better, even if you don't say anything.